USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Spirit Airlines canceled more than half its schedule on Tuesday, and American Airlines struggled to recover from weekend storms at its Texas home, stranding thousands of passengers at the height of the summer travel season. By early evening, Spirit had canceled more than 400 flights, or nearly 60% of its schedule, according to the Flight Aware Tracking Service. The blame appears to lie, at least partly, with a technology outage affecting crew scheduling. Former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton tells Fox's Bill Hemmer that liberal criminal justice reforms are going too far, too fast.
Sounds now like most of the prosecutors in this country and our major cities are more focused on effectively defending the criminals than defending the public and the victims. And that's part of the problem, that we are in the midst of this reform movement.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A reinstituted Houston mask mandate requiring workers to wear masks while on the job may defy a statewide ban on such requirements. Mayor Sylvester Turner said in a memo to city employees Monday that the mandate was being issued because of a recent uptick in positive COVID-19 cases in our community. Governor Greg Abbott repeated his executive order last month, banning mask mandates by any state or local government entity. Those who go against a ban are subject to fines of up to $1,000. Informed about what many consider a potential super spreader event taking place this weekend, the Biden White House danced around the least bit of condemnation, Jen Psaki noting there's nothing to worry about.
We certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, which I know the former president, who is a huge advocate of getting vaccinated, of following the guidance of public health experts, would certainly advocate for himself as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday issued a new moratorium on evictions that would last until October 3rd as the Biden administration sought to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. The new moratorium could help keep millions in their homes as the coronavirus Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. It would temporarily halt evictions in counties with substantial and high levels of virus transmission and would cover areas where 90% of the U.S. population lives. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had some comments on Biden's first 6 months in office. USA's Tim Berg has more.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.